develop a deep interest for understanding him completely. It is in silence that one can feel and experience God's company. Practice of constant remembrance, which is Raja Yoga meditation, silent contemplation, and Karma Yoga are essential. Karma Yoga means being in the remembrance of God while carrying out our daily activities. It is a matter of constant conscious effort and practice, and you will discover that the work gets done with much ease and enjoyment. Life becomes free of tensions and tribulations. One can experience God's unseen helping hand in every walk of life and each task one performs. Certain disciplines, if followed, will take us even closer to God and help us practically experience His love at a greater depth. The discipline includes embracing purity of life and incorporating meditation in daily life. Purity of life means to have a celibate lifestyle and consuming pure vegetarian food that is prepared in the loving remembrance of God. Practicing meditation in the early morning hours, any time between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., will bring us closest to God. During this time, there will be total serenity. So, a few sacrifices are required in love of God. After all, there are no sacrifices compared to what we get in return from Him. Actually, these sacrifices make us fortunate souls. Practice of soul-conscious vision and attitude takes a person to a much higher plane. Interacting with others with the understanding and awareness that they are also souls, the children of God, make the relationship smooth and selfless. Beyond a point, no amount of explanation is sufficient to introduce God. Corporeal languages and words have their own limitations in accurately describing the incorporeal God. It makes conveying the precise intent and meaning of the way to remember Him impossible. Further, everyone's perception is different. Meaning, although relying on knowledge is essential, it just forms the initial effort towards understanding God. This is why the subsequent spiritual effort making becomes crucial for sustaining our request for experiencing God. The effort that involves sincere internal incognito practice of all that is discussed so far. Soul consciousness, bodilessness, focusing the mind on God, overcoming internal and external challenges, karma yoga, spiritual disciplines, and so on, becomes the key. Self-surrender is the foundation for this practice. We need to experiment in daily life to consistently obtain practical benefits and experience bliss. As we continue to make efforts, we receive the right touching and guidance directly from God Himself. While it is not possible for a soul to merge in the Supreme Soul, it is certainly possible to get immersed in His unbounded love through in-depth practice. The resulting deep experiences cannot be explained in words. Such unique, powerful individual experiences form the fundamental evidences of our divine encounters with God Himself. Rest assured, we will have the ultimate clarity of God. We reach the highest consciousness. We are over 7 billion souls on this planet. God is the Father, Mother to all of us. He is the Lord of the entire universe. He loves all of us equally, all the time and simultaneously. He is aware of everyone's intentions, thoughts and feelings. He knows our past, present and the future. He is hearing us, looking at us and caring for us directly and simultaneously. Anyone who lovingly remembers Him, even for few moments, from deep within, will experience that God is available entirely for their sake only. All have the privilege of such divine personal experiences, parallelly and simultaneously. This just gives a brief sense of the extraordinary personality and power of God, which is beyond ordinary comprehension. All these days, we have been amongst friends and relatives. All along, we have been remembering them with ease, even whilst carrying out our daily chores. And it's because we remembered people, we got influenced by them. Now, it is time we add God at all times and reserve a special place for Him in our life, our daily life. Let us remember God as much as possible so that His virtues and powers influence us. It is time to see God deep from our inner eyes, converse with Him to no end with deep feelings. It is time to keep experiencing throughout His magnanimity, generosity, and a life full of His blessings. Om Shanti.